We're on Yud-Zayin Amud Aleph. There are big lines on the bottom. Tana Rabbanim, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lo, Tzuas HaMeis, Ulachnosis Kala. You're Mevatl Talmud Torah, stop learning in order to go to a Levaya and to a Chuppah. Omru Olav Ar Behudah Rebeloi, they said by Rabbi Yehuda Baloi, even though he was Torasol Naso, and he learned constantly, Shoyim Mevatl Talmud Torah, L'Tzuas HaMeis, he also was Mevatl Talmud Torah, L'Tzuas HaMeis, L'Achnosis Kala. That's only if the person who, now we're going by the mace, doesn't have the proper amount of people to give him COVID. But if his needs are taken care of and the proper COVID is given, then, and you're just an extra added fifth wheel, then you're not mevatlin. Mashma, that if it's not in, you know, Bittul Torah, you have to go to Levaya, even if it's Yeshlo Kol Tzorcho. The Kama Kol Tzorcho, what's called Kol Tzorcho? Omer of Shmuel Bar Ini, Mishmei Rav, Tracer Alfi Gavre, Vishisa Alfi Shipure. 12,000 people, and 6,000 people to blow shofar. So if there's not 18,000 people at the Levaya, then you have to go and even Bavatl Torah. The Amri Lo Tracer Alfi Gavre, Uminai Ushisa Alfi Shipure. Some say a lesser amount, only 12,000 total, and from those 12,000, 6,000 are shofar blowers. Ula Omar kigon dechaitzi gavri me'avula ve'ad sichra. And most people that would fill the area between avula et sichra, Rav Sheshes, the same Rav Yochanan Omar, and tilosa kinsinosa. Rav Yochanan says that kol tzorcho by a regular person who learned some Torah, we'll see, is just like the Torah was given with 600,000, manasinasa b'shishim ribui, afnitilasa b'shishim ribui. So unless there's 600,000 people at the Levaya, it's not called Kol Tzorcho, and you mevatel Talmud Torah. Rashi. Shipurei machrizin olav shevol v'chabdo. Shipurei are people that, what's it called, announce that people should come and be mechabedim. The chaytzi gavri me'avula l'sichra mishar ha'ir ha'hi ad ha'kever. Right, from the end of the city till the kever, you filled it up with people. That's called kol tzorcho. Netilaso shel Torah mimenu k'nesinaso b'sinai. Every person is like a living sefer Torah. So when he dies, like the Torah was taken away. Netilaso hanuk shemesh v'talmudo batel. Leman dekori mikra, oh, I didn't get it yet, okay. Mori says, v'honi mi leman dekori v'toni. That's only that this amount, 600,000, is for a person who learned mikra and mishnah, kori, leman dekori mikra v'toni mishnah, Rashi says. Avladayin lo shono talmidim. He didn't teach anybody else. Aval. Leman demasne les le shiura. A person who taught other people Torah, there's no shiur at all, even more than 600,000. Shiur always Mevatel Talmud Torah. Aval amanda masri lacherim les le shiura memela shaminin lamanda lo kari velo toni ein mevatel im yesh lo misaskim kedei kfura bialma v'shiltus ravachay matosi kein. But Tosus also brings us down. The shiltus says that that's only for a person who learned some Torah. But somebody who learned no Torah, right? So unless he's a meis mitzvah, in other words, you have enough people to take care of the actual burial, right? You have a minyan. Then you don't have to go to that funeral if you to be mevatel Talmud Torah. What? No, basically what it says is if you don't have that amount of people, then you're mevatel Talmud Torah.
What distance
away? So most shitas hold that it's only if you're the levaya passes by you, then you have to stop what you're doing, go. If you know about it and it's somewhere else in the city or whatever, you don't have to be mevatel Talmud to go to every levaya. Some say the same thing applies to every chasen. That's only if you're there when the chal is going to the chuppah, you stop learning and you're, what's it called, you join the entourage, or you join the audience. But if you don't, you just know about it, right? You know about chasen, so you don't have to go to every chasen that you know about. Okay. Mai hinuma. Okay, let's go on now. Im yesh edim shiyotza bihinuma. the Eidim that saw the Kala go out, Bihinuma. My Hinuma. What is a Hinuma? Surcha bar papa meshmed ziri omer tanura da'asa. It's like a little beehive made out of hadasim that they used to make the top of the chuppah, like the flowers at the top of the chuppah. For that, they only did for a besula. Rabbi Yochanan omer karisa de menamna bo kalsa. And Rabbi Yochanan says the veil that the kala can go to sleep behind the veil. She gets bored with the wedding, right? She can go to sleep. They used to put a thick veil over the kala. A few of the reasons are that she shouldn't dafka see the ring, so she should makabel it even if it's a shavapruta and not be fooled maybe by its appearances. And others say since it's usher to look at the face of the kala, and people may be tempted to do that, so they cover her face, so you're not mistakel the pnei kala. Benekis used to put a veil, we do also. Some people, but Dafka put a very thick veil so you can't see Bechlau, what the Kala can't see what's going on, and the Olam can't see her face. And the Minig HaOlam, not by Chassidish places, is just any kind of veil. And that's Taka, still a Minig today, to Kalas that are Besulos, wear a wedding dress with a veil, and second marriages, they don't wear a wedding dress necessarily. Okay, Rashi. How about women? They didn't learn, they don't have mitzvah tama Torah, they don't have to teach other people. So a woman, some say she has the din of a person who's lo kari velo tami. And as long as there's enough people at the funeral to take care of all the needs, that's enough. And others say no, since she's potter from tama Torah, right, so she, if she's an Eishes Chaver, her husband learned Torah, so she has the same din as her husband. And if her husband taught Torah, then she has the same din as her husband who taught Torah. And the other says she did Chesed, and she supported other people learning Torah, or she encouraged people to learn Torah, her own children, her husband, or whatever, then she has the same din as either a person who learned or a person who taught. Okay. Same thing goes for a child. Caught in the same thing. Okay, so that's the Rashi, Tanura da Asa, Kamin Chupa Shel Hadas Agula. A round, beehive-shaped thing that went over the chupa, made out of hadas. Krisa Tz'ifa Rosha, Mishurba Valeineho, a veil that went over her head and down over her eyes, Kamo Shosim Mikomeno, like we do, Rashi says, Upamim, Sheminam Nemes Besocha, Mitosha'ine Neha Megula. So nobody can see her eyes, she can fall asleep underneath the veil. That's why it's called Hinuma, because she can fall asleep under it. Doesn't explain why it's called the Hinuma according to the first pshat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Vruka Omer, Tana b'Yehuda Raya, b'Bavel Mai. In Yehuda, they used to give out kloyos. So if there were no, they didn't give out candy to the kids, so then you knew she was not a besula. In Bavel, what was the raya there? Amarav didruge de mishcha areisha de rabbanan. At the chasana, during the time of the bilas mitzvah, during the time of the yichud, right? So it was plenty of time. So they used to give the rabbanan, the talmidei chacham who were at the chasana, a shampoo. They put oil in their hair. Amarle Rapapa Labaya Mishka de Chafifusa Komar, you're talking about a shampoo? And they shampooed the hairs of the Rabbanan during the Yichud. Komar Mar, Amarle Yasmalo Abdelcha Imach Darduge Mishka Resha de Rabbanan Beshas Maisa. Right? Are you a Yosom that your mother didn't do this at your chasa? They didn't do this at your chasa? They should know what it was. They put oil on the heads of the Chachomim. Right, there was a Talmud Chacham that made a chasna for his son, and he did it in the yeshiva Rabba Bar Ula, and some say it was Rabba Bar Ula himself that made a chasna for his son, right, in the yeshiva. The dardig mishcha areisha de rabbanan b'shas ma'isa, and they put oil on the heads of the rabbanan during the yichud. See Rashi. Yehuda Raya call Hani Demasnisen Shesham Hayuragilim B'Simon Vayle Psula. The Hinuma, the Kloyos, all of those things were the Minig in Yehuda. What did they do in Bavel? Their Duge Mishcha Hanoshim Nos No Shemin Barosha Talmidim V'Shafos. Women used to come and rub oil into the heads of the Rabbanim. It was such an unusual thing. First of all, these are Talmidei Chachamim. We're getting shampoos from women who are doing it to them, right? So people remember that. This is something that people remember. Okay. Even though if it happened all the time, or it became a habit, people wouldn't remember. But it was an unusual thing. Mishcha dechafifusa shemen shal besamen shemesukan lechupas komer mar v'chibali chafifosein lesochem shomen. Right? That the people need a shampoo. Yasma, Yosom, Yiminig, I know it. You obviously don't know the Minig. Yasik Librei, Lisa Lo Isha, he, what's it called, married off his son. Vidardig Mishcha, Shof Shemin, Barosha Talmidim. And they tackle over Makayim, this Minig. Some say the reason is because the Pasuk says, Hinei Matovu Manoim, Sheves Achim Gamyachat, Keshemin Hatov Al Harosh. So it's a simen of Achva. So it's a good simen while they're in the yichud room to make a simen of achva. Okay. Armalta mai. What about an almana? Tani Rav Yosef armalta les lakishni. Right? By an almana, right? They made it their business, right? Not to give out kloyos. In other words, it wasn't something that sometimes they did not. They didn't throw candy by an almana, and if you knew that they didn't throw candy, then they didn't throw cloyus that she was an almana. Rashi, almalta my simonim osim la almana lahodia shalmana nises. Right? It's not enough that they just didn't do the simonim of the besula. What did they do actively by an almana so that they should know that it wasn't was she's an almana? Leslie Kisne ain la kloyos v'zeh simona. They made it. They went out of their way to make sure that nobody ever made kloyos by. They threw kloyos by an almana. The other things, makbid sometimes yes, sometimes not. But if you knew that there was no kloyos, you knew that she was an almana. Okay. The next thing starts. The next sugya, which really has nothing to do with. Pretty much what we learned. It says going now to Bava Basra for a while. Exubus is called Shas Kotten. So for a while we're going to be going into Yonim of Chazaka, and it just has to do with the Mishnah loosely, but otherwise the Iker we're going to learn is Chazaka, so we'll save it Mitzvah Shem for tomorrow.
I hear people would have heard what the Exubus said. I hear. Yeah, the reading Exubus is not part of the Chasana. Just done to what's it called, to be Mafsik. Between the Eris and the Suin. They didn't do it because they made Eris and the Suin different time.
We're on Yud Zayin Omid Beis, the two dots. Umodu Rabbi Yeshua ba'omer l'chadero. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yeshua, even though in the first parak, by Bori the Shema, he argues, but in this case he agrees that you go after the Chazaka because there's a migu, and a strong migu of migu di boy shosik. The guy could have kept quiet, and nobody was toveya him. That's the way Rashi learns. Nobody said a word. He opened up the whole can of worms himself. So if you believe him the whole way. Hapesha asr, pesha hitter. So if he says, this field belonged to your father, and I bought it from him, and we don't know any other way that it belongs to the father. Right? If he had kept quiet, he would have been his field. So then we believe him. So Mora says, "V'lisne moder Rabbi Yeshua ba'omer l'chaveru sadezu shalcho haisa u'kachti amimcha." Why don't we say a bigger chiddush, right? And Tosa says, "What would be the bigger chiddush? That'd be bori u'bori. If I say this field belonged to your father, so you're a shema. You don't know if it belonged to your father or not, right? Maybe it did, maybe it didn't." But if I say it belonged to you, you know for sure that it belonged to you or it didn't belong to you. So now that you wake up and say, yeah, you're right, it belonged to me. So I'm a bori, and you claim that, and I don't have any witnesses that it belonged to me, and you claim, yes, I admit it belonged to you. You didn't know this on your own, But I bought it from you. So that's a bigger chiddush. Bori u bori. Still, we would believe him, because Hapesh also Peshit. If he didn't say anything, the guy wouldn't have said, wasn't his order to say anything. Right? Now that I said something, believe me the whole way. If you believe me that it was the other person's, I could have said it was mine to begin with. Right? You believe me that, believe me that I bought it from him. Okay. So that's a bigger chiddush. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? Bishum tikaboy lemisne seifa. The reason is because it wants to tell me the seifa. Im yesh edim shehi shalo vehu omer lekachtiyam imenu eino neman. The seifa says, however, if there were edim that it belonged to the father, and now I taina, yeah, it's true, but I bought it from him, then he's not believed. Okay. Gemara says hechi domi. What kind? How? When? And where is that talking where he's not believed? Right. What proof does he have besides the fact that he says that he bought it, that it's his? Okay. Ida ochla shnei chazaka amelo mehemen. If he has 3 years chazaka, right, that he's been in the field for 3 years, functioning in it and eating all of its produce for 3 years as a normal way, so that's called a chazaka. Right. A chazaka works the following way. Take 2 seconds to explain it first, because we're going to need to know it by the end of the omelet anyway. Chazaka is two ways of learning a chazaka. Chazaka involves two parts. If I am in a field and I say it's mine, and we know that it belonged to you to begin with, but I say I bought it from you. So fields are sold only with a shtar. So the person says, if you really bought it from me, where's your shtar? And since I don't have a shtar, because if I have a shtar, there'd be no shayla over here. Right? So I don't have a shtar. So since there is a reyesa, right, it seems to imply that it's not mine, because if it would be mine, I would have a shtar. So therefore, I lose. And the field goes back to the original owner. We knew that this guy was the original owner. I claim I bought it. I've been there for a few days, right? And I say, well, if it wasn't mine, what am I doing here? And the guy says, you're a ganav. And if you really bought it from me, where's your shtar? Ach vi shtar, show me your shtar. Since I don't have a shtar, I lose. Okay. However, if I'm there 3 years, then that chazaka proves it's mine. Why? Because after 3 years, there's no chisorin anymore of where's your shtar. I lost it. People don't watch a shtar more than 3 years. So 3 years is reasonable to say that I lost the shtar. I was there 3 years, functioning properly. There's no reason for me to keep my shtar more than 3 years. And therefore, if I lost it, they have a tain on me, where's the shtar? You should have watched it. So the question is how exactly this works. Is the idea that if somebody's in a field functioning as an owner, that is enough proof in itself that it belongs to him. But countering that, there's always the chesaron of where's your shtar. So it cancels out. Okay? But after 3 years, right, where there's no more chesaron of where's your shtar, because once a person was there for 3 years, the fact that he doesn't have a shtar is not a chesaron. So then, the proof that it was his from the first day now takes effect. Or no. You need 3 years to prove that it's yours. Two things work together. Up until 3 years, you have two problems. One is, somebody could be in somebody's field for less than 3 years, right, and doesn't prove it's his. Just a gun. But if 3 years the guy is there, and the other guy doesn't prove, that's another part. The other guy has to not protest it. Not make a machoah that you're in my field as a ganav. If 3 years went by and I've been using this field regularly and I claim I bought it, if I don't claim I bought it, I just say, well, nobody ever said anything to me, so, you know, I imagine it's okay. Right? I've been living in this house, but nobody ever said anything to me, so therefore I imagine it's okay. That doesn't make it your house. It doesn't make it your field. You have to have a taina. So I taina, I bought it. Right? Now the question is, do you believe me or you believe the other guy who we know it belonged to him to begin with, and he claims I stole it? So if I've been there for 3 years and he didn't say a word, then that's a proof that it's mine. The only problem is that until 3 years, so therefore, one way of learning is until 3 years, if the guy didn't say anything, so maybe tomorrow he can get around to it. But nobody goes for 3 years and didn't say anything. Therefore, it's a proof only after 3 years, and after 3 years, there's nothing to counter it. Where's the shtar? Because a person doesn't watch a star more than 3 years. Or no. really the proof is the first day. Nobody sees somebody go into his field and start using it without saying something. So really the fact that I was there one day is a proof that it's mine. There's only one problem. Until 3 years, there's something to counteract that proof. Where's my shtar? Once 3 years comes, that chisorin goes away, and then the proof is really from the first day. That's two ways of learning chazaka, machlokas rishonim, and that's chazaka. So in any case, but if during those 3 years the person made a macha, he said, this guy is a ganav, he's in my field, and I plan to take him to Beis Din or whatever, I plan to get my field back, then the chazaka is no chazaka, because I obviously broke the chazaka. Okay. Zumara says, Ida ochlishne chazaka amai lo mehem. If I have 3 years chazaka and the other guy wasn't moche, so why shouldn't I be believed? Right? Even if there's no edim, but the chazaka is like edim. So the field should be mine. Right? The Ida lo ochlishne chazaka, pshita de lo mehem. If I don't have a chazaka and I don't have the edim, I claim this field is mine, and we know it for sure belonged to the other guy, and he claims of a ganav, why in the world should I be believed? So what's the chiddush, right? Right, that what's it called? That if they're edim that it belonged to the first guy, that I'm not believed. Monafshach. If I have a chazak, I should be believed. If I don't have a chazak, of course I'm not believed. So what's the chiddush? Mor says, "Ihachi gabi aviv nami." So therefore, it said the case where I said it belonged to the father. So Mor says, "Why is it any better?" Ihachi gabi aviv nami. Right. If I say the field belonged to your father and I bought it from him. And there's edim that it belonged to the father. Now, man of shach, right? Idoch v'shnei chazaka, why isn't it the same exact case? If I have 3 years chazaka, right, I had a chazaka and the father didn't say anything, then why shouldn't I be believed? Amay lo mehemen. V'idoch v'shnei chazaka, pshita lo mehemen. If I don't have a chazaka, then it's for sure very simple. I don't need a mission to tell me that I'm not believed. Mor says no. If it's talking about the father, there is a chiddush in the sefer. What's the chiddush? I had 2 years chazaka when the father was alive, and then the father died. And I continued that chazaka 1 year in front of the son, okay? And he was a katan at the time of the chazaka. So you can't make a chazaka against a katan, even though I had 2 years when the father was alive, but not 3 years. And now the katan, a katan is no chazaka, because the katan doesn't know enough to make a macha. And since this can't be a macha, there can't be a chazaka. So therefore, what's it called? That's the chiddush. The chiddush is I have 3 years chazaka, but one of them is in front of the child, who is now still a katan, Rashi says, and Tosfos also is like that. However, there is a shita of Rabbeinu Shmuel, that even if the child is a gadol mamish now, still there's no chazaka. If 2 years in front of the father and 1 year in front of the son, he had to have 3 years in front of the son who was a gadol. 3 years of what's it called, the chazaka when the son was a gadol. But if the son was not a gadol when the 2 years of the chazaka by the father, even though right now he's a gadol for the final year, that's no good according to Rabbeinu Shmuel. Tosfos and Rashi learned differently, we'll see in 1 second. That afilu higdil doesn't mean he was a gadol when the chazaka was made. He was a katan when the chazaka. But even if now he's a gadol, right, doesn't make a difference. Since the chazaka was done when he was a katan, it's not a good chazaka. So now it's a chiddush. I have 3 years chazaka, but one of them is in front of a katan, right, the son, after the father died. That's the chiddush that I'm not believed. Okay. And that goes according to Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna said, "Ein machzikin benichsei katan." So Rav Huna masnisin also. If that's the case, then our Mishnah says the halacha of Rav Huna, because otherwise it wouldn't say the case by the father; it would say the case that this field was yours. Right? The only reason it said the case that this field was your father's is to tell me this chiddush that if you had 2 years in front of the father and 1 year in front of the son, it's no good. So Rav Huna's din is. Is inherent in the Mishnah. The reason the Mishnah said its case is to tell me this chiddush. So what is Rav Huna telling me, a Mishnah? Iboy seimer Rav Huna diyukad masnisikomer en chanami. Rav Huna is telling me, I wouldn't know that without being medayikit. Rav Huna is telling me, be medayik in this Mishnah, this halacha. Okay, he's not telling me the halacha, he's telling me this Mishnah implies this halacha. And you need him to tell me that. Rav Huna tells me, even if later on he grew up,
But he was a katan at the time the chazaka was made, right? That's what's it called? Still, it's no chazaka. Okay. Rashi. V'lisnei moda Rabbi Yeshua saw the zoo shel chayisa, kivan the time of Mishum de ain shor shachud lefanecha, lefana, who? Shaloha yo adam tovo, mali shel avi, mali shelo. Since the reason is, since nobody was toveya me, nobody said a word, and I could have kept quiet, and I could have kept the field. So what difference does it make if I admit it was yours or admit it was your father's? Same halacha. Maishno shel avicha denoka. Why did I say dafka, I admit it was your father's field? Why did I say I admit it was your field? Shnei chazaka, shalosh shonim. Shetiknu chachamim lechol machzikim bekarka, demishaach leshalosh shonim, below irur neman lomer lekachtia ba'ovet shtari. From this Rashi is mashma that it's a takonis chachamim. It's not a full-fledged raya. But the chachamim were misakin, that if you were in the field for 3 years and nobody protested, right, and you don't have a shtar, that it's your field. The kulei hailum is dar inish bishtara. Somebody doesn't watch a shtar in more than 3 years, especially if he's been in the field 3 years, normally nobody said a word, so he feels that he's secure, and he doesn't watch his start. Bishlom agabi ovi meshkachas lo de itzrich lemisnaya kagon de ochlish nechazoka vafilu hochilo mehemet. It's possible by the father to tell me a chiddush that even though he has 3 years chazoka, he still won't be believed. Why? Kagon sheochlish deishonim rishonish bechaye ho'aviv. The first 2 years when the father was alive, umeis, and then the father died. The ochla shlishis nesneya ben hazeh v'hu hayakotin v'lo irer. In the third year, he had the chazok in front of the child who was a cotton, and the cotton didn't make any machoah. So I might think you have 3 years chazoka, 2 years from the father, 1 year from the son. No, the itzrich lashmina the kiven the cotton haya ain hashon azos olam in a minyan. Since he's a cotton, ain machzikim benichse cotton. You can't make a chazok against a cotton. He doesn't know enough to make a machoah. Ukid rav huna. The Omer ain't machzikim benichse cotton. Hamachzik benichse cotton shalosh shonim ain't a chazaka. If you made a chazaka against a cotton for 3 years, it won't help. If all the 3 years he was a cotton, the haidelo micha mishum the cotton. The reason he wasn't mochas because he's a cotton. Vafilu higdil laacher mikain vehichzik zebefon of kamashonim. And even if after the initial chazaka, right, he was in the field more years, and the guy was now a gadol, still no good. Why? Because Hoel Uchiloso Kshukotan Rau Mursuk Bov Lo Yodak Shehigdul Shoysa Shalaviv Achashomem Piachir. Because since he got used to the fact when he was a cotton of not saying anything, then when he got a gadol, he assumed there must be a reason why he didn't say anything till now, and he doesn't make a machon now either.
What's Kamashana?
What?
How many years?
It could be even another 3 years.
Another 3 years?
Right, it could be another 3 years, because it's irrelevant. Because once I was a cotton for the initial 3 years, right? Then because of that, it's the inertia of not being mochad the first 3 years. That may not be mochad now. It's no rai anymore. Mar says Rav Huna Masnisin Oslashmin and Bitmia Kiven the Masnisin Bahachi Askinen Velo Mesuk Ne Ela Bahachi Mai Osa Rav Huna Lashmin and Harik Var Shnuya Vel Menes the Dov Rashonim Mishnah Seinu Shogram Thiako. What's Rav Huna telling you? If this is inherent in the Mishnah. You can't learn the Mishnah without knowing that it's telling me this Chiddush. Because if it wouldn't be telling me this Chiddush, I would say that the Mishnah should have said a better case where I say it was yours and I bought it from you. Why did the Mishnah have to go to the case of the father to tell me this Chiddush? That even if you have 3 years chazaka, if there were Edom that belonged to the father and and Reuven has 3 years chazaka, but two of them are in front of the father and one of them in front of the son, it's not a good chazaka, and he's not believed. That's a chiddush. But that's the reason why it said it belonged to your father, not belonged to you. So there's no way of learning this Mishnah except to learn that chiddush. What is Rav Huna telling me? A chiddush that's inherent to the Mishnah. Samara says, do you get a masnisa? Ain't a chanami. Rav Huna is not telling you the halacha. He's telling you that you can learn this halacha from the Mishnah. He's telling you that if you learn the Mishnah properly, you'll see this halacha. Mishun de masnisa lo mefarshi behedya. The Mishnah doesn't say this openly. You have to be medayik from the Mishnah. And Rav Huna came to tell me, learn the Mishnah the proper way, and you'll learn this halacha. Okay, now the Gemara asks, let's go on. The lishnaya bididei, the lokma. No, I'll tell you another chiddush. It could be talking where he says it belonged to you, and still there's a chiddush. Right, what was the question? If he said it belonged to you, and there's Edom that it belonged to the Shimon said, it belonged to you, but I bought it. and there are Edom that it belonged to Reuven that he's not believed. So Moshe says Manavshach. That case is no chiddush. If he has a chazak, he should be believed. If he doesn't have a chazak, he's not believed. So what's the chiddush? Moshe says, no, I'll tell you a chiddush, even where he said it belonged to you. The lok maker going she'och l'shtayim b'fanav, v'achar shalom b'fanav. Right? Where he had 2 years chazaka in front of the guy. Shimon was in the field 2 years, and Reuven knew about it. And 1 year where he wasn't around. Reuven wasn't around. Okay? How? Kagon Sheborach. Because he ran away. He had a, what's it called, hightail it out of the country, right? And he wasn't in the country. Where it says, Borach Machmas Mai. Why did he run away? Im de Borach Machmas Nefoshos Pshita de lo Mehemet. Right? De lo Motzi Mochi. If the guy's running away because they're out to get him, to kill him, right? So he has to keep quiet. He's not going to make a machoa, then everybody should know where he is. Right? So then, for sure, if you can't make a machoa, then there's no chazaka. The chazaka is only somebody uses a field and nobody says anything, and he claims that he bought it, it's a rai he bought it. But if nobody could say anything, right, for some reason the other person couldn't protest, then it's no proof that I'm in the field. Maybe if he could have protested, he would have. So therefore, for sure, then it's a pashut, so that's not a chiddush. The Ida Borach Machmas Mom, and he's only running away because of money things. So this money is just as important as other money. So if somebody's stealing his field, he's going to say something, right? Even though he's running away because he has debts or whatever, and he doesn't want to be found out because of that money, but he doesn't want to lose this money either. So Iboy Veilim Chui should have been Mocha. The Kaimalon, Macho Shalom Befanav Havi Macho. That even if a person makes the macho not in front of the person who's making the chazak, he's in a different place, but chavra chavra, everybody, what's it called, people hear it and they tell it to their friends and eventually get to his ears. Because if the person didn't hear the macho, then he can say, well, that's why I didn't watch my shtar. But if he heard the macho and he knows that somebody is contesting his ownership, then he hold on to his shtar. Then even after 3 years we can say to him, where's your shtar? And he says, well, I lost it. What do you mean you lost it? You know that somebody's contesting this field. You know that you heard this macha. So you should have watched your star even more than 3 years. Then it's a chisaron even after 3 years, not having the star. So, but if he couldn't have heard the macha, then there's no time. Right? I don't have a star, but I'm there 3 years, and even though this guy was mocha, I never heard the macha. So then you would get it. It's nan. Sholosh harotzos lechazaka, Yehuda ve'ever hayardin ve'hagalil. There are three areas in Eretz Yisrael concerning Chazaka: Yehuda, Eivra Yarden, and the Galil. Hoya b'Yehuda v'hichzik b'Galil, b'Galil v'hichzik b'Yehuda, ain't a Chazaka, ad sheimo b'Medina. Right? That if you had a Chazaka in one of these areas, and the person that you had the Chazaka about had moved away, right? He had fields in the north, and he lived in Matityo. So well, you made the Chazaka in the, what's it called, in the north, on the field, and the guy lived in what's it called, in Yehuda. So it's not a chazaka until they're both in the same place. So Moshe says, "Vavina, boy, Micah suffer. Micah suffer machor shelo b'fanav havya machor afilu b'Yehuda v'gal nobi. If machor, you don't have to do it in front of the person, but we say that chavra chavra islay, people will hear about it. Tosa says, why don't we just say chazaka shelo b'fanav? Right? Why are we worrying about the machor? The chazaka will be a chazaka if the machoa is shalom b'fanav. Just say chazaka shalom b'fanav is a chazaka. Tosafot says because if somebody is in somebody's field, right, and people know that it belonged originally to the other guy, everybody loves to say something negative, right? Hey, this guy's, what's it called, gadav in your field. So there's no shaila that people will spread the word about the chazaka. But if this guy says, hey, that guy's a ganav, and he's stealing my field, so to say something to help somebody, that people may keep on quiet. You know, it's not my business what I have to go, what's it called, and spread it. So it's very possible that the macha won't get spread, but the chazaka will get spread. Chazaka, for sure, people are going to talk about. The macha, maybe not. So therefore, the chiddush is that even macha shalom b'fanav is macha, Tosa says. So if that's the case, if machor shalom b'fanav, then he will eventually hear it. And what difference does it make if the field was in the Galil or the field was in Matityo? What difference does it make? Right, the guy will eventually hear about it, and therefore it's a good chazaka. The ikasover machor shalom b'fanav lo havi machor, that the machor is not considered a machor, because if it's not in his presence, right, then he probably won't hear about it. If he doesn't hear about it, then it doesn't break up the chazaka. afilu Yehuda v'Yehuda nami, then it doesn't make a difference if it's in a different area, even if it's Shiloh b'fanav in the same area. It should be the same halacha. So Mara says, lo omar Rabbi Abba, lo. What's a Yehuda nami lo? Omar Rabbi Abba bar mem, lo olam kesover macho, Shiloh b'fanav havi macho. It is a good macho. Umas nisim b'shas chirum, shonu. Right, it's talking in a case where you can't go from one place to the other, like East Berlin and West Berlin. So somebody's going to make a chazok in East Berlin, right? They're not going to hear it in West Berlin because you can't get over the border. The friends in this one aren't going to have access to the friends in the other one, right? It's not easy to do. So where it says Ma'ishna Yehuda veGalil denokat. That's the case. If there's a cheirum, it could be in the same city, like East Berlin and West Berlin. It doesn't have to be in two different areas, right? Where it says the Stam Yehuda, Stam Yehuda the Galil kishas cheirum dami. Yehuda the Galil, they didn't travel that easily between the two. People in Yehuda stayed in Yehudim, people in the Galil stayed in the Galil, so it was like Shas Cheirum. So in that situation, the Machor in Shiloh b'fanav is not a Machor. And what's it called? So that would be the, what's it called, the Chiddush, even if it said, what's it called, even if it said the case of it belonged to you, the Chiddush would be, he had 3 years chazaka, but two of them were in front of him and one not in front of him. So the Gemara says, Monafshach, if, what's it called, Macho Shaloh B'fanav is a Macho, so then it's Poshet. And if it's Macho Shaloh B'fanav is not a Macho, then he does have a chazaka. Right, no Chiddush, of okay, Rashi. Do you can, one second. The listener b'didei saw the zu shalchoi saw im yesh edim dim eino neman v'afagav sho'ochlo shnei chazaka could go and show you shtayim b'fanav v'achashlo b'fanav. That's a chiddush. He had 3 years chazaka, but one of them was not in front of the guy. One of them, the guy went away somewhere else, and he, the third year chazaka, the guy wasn't present. The person, the original owner of the field, wasn't present. Kigon Shabarach, where he ran away. V'ashvina dehi shasa lo salkali. The chiddush of the Mishnah would be that year doesn't count. Mar says no. Either Baruch Machmas Mamon Sheinu Yori Min HaMalchus Elamit Saikas Hatzoak in Beir. He's not afraid of the government; they're going to kill him. He's afraid of the what's it called, his creditors. So then he's not that afraid not to make a machor. He boy leilim chuyim b'makom shum, wherever he is, he should make a machor. The kivin de lo micha chazaka mal yisay. Since he wasn't malcha, it's a good chazaka. So there's no, that's not a chiddush. And that not only not a chiddush, but yes, the, what's it called that? That what's it called, the person would win it, right? So it's not the mission. The mission says that he goes back to the original owner. He wouldn't go back to the original owner. And if it's what's it called, talking where he ran away because of a misa, he's afraid for his life. So of course he can't make a macha. He doesn't want to reveal his whereabouts. So then for sure it's what's it called, it's not a macha, it's not a chazaka. So it's pashit that it goes back. So that can't be a chiddush. Sholosh arotzes lechazaka. Sholosh arotzes leIsrael chashuvos chalukos zumizu lein chazaka. Ki ilu hein arotzes nachrios. Three areas in Eretz Israel are like three different countries. Vimhoye bazu machzik acher bekarka sheyesh lo bechader teinu chazaka. And if somebody is living in one of these areas and he has a field in another area and somebody's making a chazaka on his field in the other area, it's not a chazaka. B'medina, o shneim b'Galil, o shneim b'Yehuda, v'afilu heim b'shtei ayoros. So Mara says, what difference does it make if it's different areas or not? Even if we'll be in the same area in different cities, it's the same halacha, right? Manavshach, what's the either machor shalom b'fanav is a machor? It's not. Afilu Yehuda v'Galil nami havileilim chuyei hechi dahave medlo mochi tavi chazaki. If machor shalom b'fanav is good machor, and the word will get back to the person, then it'll get back to him in any case, whether he's in a different area or he's in a different city. If he's in a different city, right, then if machor, then we don't assume that the machor will get to his ears. People aren't going to spread it. Then what difference does it make if you're in a different area or in a different city? Right? Afilu Yehuda v'Yehuda b'shtei ayoros nami lo tavei chazaka. Even in one area, two different cities shouldn't be a chazaka. The word won't get to him to the other city. To lo havi leilim chuyah shel b'fanav, because a machor shel b'fanav will never get to the ears of the machzik, and therefore he does not care for with the shtar. And after 3 years, he doesn't have a chesaron, and he gets the field. Have you macho? The chavre chavre is. The Gemara says, no, really, macho shlo b'fonav is a macho. And if he's in a different city, the word will get to him because one person spreads it to another and the other one to the other, eventually gets to the ears of the machzik. The hani de machi ban fayu megalu lachrini ubo hadover lo ozni hamachzik. The havi le lasduri b'shtori. And once there's a macho that he knows about, he should have watched the star. He can't say after 3 years, well, I didn't watch my star. We didn't watch your star. You heard that somebody's contesting your ownership of this field. You should have put the star in a safe deposit box. Because if you really owned it, you really had a star, right, you know that somebody's contesting it. So you should have watched it even more than 3 years. I, the Mishnah, says Yehuda the Galil doesn't help the Chazaka. If everywhere else it does help, why not here? Since it's Shas Cheirum, the word doesn't get between these two places. And therefore, the guy could say, I never heard of the Macho, that's why I didn't watch my star, and I don't have a star, so that's not a Chesari, and I've been there for 3 years. So if that's the case, why did it say Yehuda the Galil? It has nothing to do with Yehuda the Galil. It has to do with, is there a Shas Cheirum or not between these two places? It could be in the same city as Shas Cheirum. So why daf Yehuda the Galil? If there's a Shas Cheirum, it doesn't make a difference if it's a different area or not. So why does it mention Yehuda the Galil? Where it says, because Stam Yehuda the Galil ke Shas Cheirum Domi. Because normally there wasn't that much traffic between Yehuda and Galil, and therefore the word didn't spread from one area to the other. So you can assume that it's like Shas Cheirum. But in a regular city, you'd have to know for sure that it was a Shas Cheirum before you passed the Chazaka.